New guidance from state government changed the parameters that school districts have to follow. And for Rowan County, that means expanding the capacity within the building.
We've got so many students that are struggling at home. We really need to get those students back 5 days a week. The other thing that we need to do is we need to be able to prepare those students. We are going to have state testing this year, so that will occur right at the very end of April. So we'd like to get students back in the building so they can kind of get a routine.
Superintendent Maxey says the number of students returning fluctuates in each building. While some classrooms have very few students, others will be full.
Desks will be moved as far apart as possible. Students will be facing in the same direction. They will be masked. We've purchased air purifiers for all the buildings to help with ventilation. We've also hired additional staff to help clean and sanitize all the buildings. We won't be able to maintain 6 feet in every instance, but we're going to maintain as much physical space as we possibly can.
81% of the staff at Rowan County Senior High School have been fully vaccinated, but other buildings across the district didn't have participation at that level. The staff at the district's four elementary schools participated between 44 and 50%. Middle school staff was at 61% and the preschool was at 50%. Staff at the bus garage had the lowest participation rate at just 26%. Maxey says those numbers can be deceiving when talking about the number of classroom teachers who participated, but the percentages aren't very different from national trends.
We can't identify teachers that are vaccinated or not vaccinated. That's part of confidentiality and certainly just like any health record. But teachers have indicated all different reasons. Some had medical reasons that they didn't want. Some had some religious reasons they didn't want to participate. Some of them just had, you know, mixed feelings about, you know, the vaccine hadn't been out very long.
Maxey says he can't force staff to be vaccinated at this time.
Everything about COVID is so new. I'm sure regulations over the years will change. You know, just like the governor, he's not mandating teachers get vaccinated. I don't think he's mandating for anyone to get vaccinated at this point. But, you know, as this COVID pandemic plays out, that may be something in the future that does change.
But as students return to the classroom full time, the district is keeping the risks in mind.
School systems always have a lot of liability and risks that go along with operating every day. We deal with trying to mitigate the risk at all times. You know, we try to follow the latest guidelines that we receive and follow everything, all the directives from the governor and that type of thing. But we live with a lot of risk as part of it.
Parents of Rowan County students should have received an email last week, which leads to a survey about returning to in-person instruction. The district is asking for those to be completed as soon as possible. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.